an abhorrent disregard for the wider school community. That's how an open letter from former pupils of a County Antrim school describes the appearance of a so-called darkest day display on a school notice board. A blacked-out notice board with the hashtag darkest day appeared on the Instagram account of the Christian Union at Dalriada School. This followed the decriminalisation of abortion and legalisation of same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland earlier this week. But is this anything more than pupils exercising their right to a political opinion? Or is it creating an atmosphere of shame? The key part of this story is that it was a teacher within the school, we understand, who posted this, who decided that it was appropriate. An adult teacher decided it was appropriate to describe abortion and the legalisation of same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland as the darkest day. Will that teacher still be continuing to teach children who are openly gay in that school is one of the questions that we're asking today. The headmaster of the school has told The Nolan Show that an investigation is ongoing. The journalist Amanda Ferguson is with us this morning, as is Peter Linus from Evangelical Alliance. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Amanda. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, lots of pupils were outraged by this, Amanda.
Indeed they were. I was very impressed by the letter they've written because they've clearly set out what their objections are to what's happened. It's an interesting one for me because I'm not a fan of censorship, but this is a particularly nuanced discussion, and there's a requirement to self-regulate. There's a requirement to be appropriate, and I don't think that a teacher putting this sort of display in the middle of a school environment is that. You know, it's not the place of a teacher to indoctrinate or to force an opinion on young people. And there is a platform for these kind of discussions, these kind of ethical, religious, whatever discussions you want to have. And I don't actually think that it's appropriate, or that, you know, it's not factual either. Like, I think if you look not too far back into our history, there's been darker days than this. And I think that if God's message is about light and love, I don't feel that this is a particularly Christian message.
Peter, the letter which was written to the chair of the Board of Governors of Dalriada School from former pupils said those responsible showed a clear and abhorrent disregard for the wider school community, giving no thought to the well-being of their fellow pupils and staff. This action should be condemned by the school's leadership, just as has already been on social media by hundreds of current and former pupils. The letter goes on, "We acknowledge that some Dalriadas see these as controversial issues in which people may hold a wide range of opinions. However, regardless of any individual's personal position on the issue of gay marriage and abortion, it is completely unacceptable that such a display was posted in a school environment." Peter?
Well, and so it begins, Stephen. To put it bluntly, I mean, I think somebody has lost the run of themselves here with this letter. You said pupils are outraged. It's former pupils. This letter was the London Irish Abortion Rights Network have said, "We put this together." One of the pupils is now in London, a former pupil. So they've written a very long letter. We do need to. So they're pro-abortion activists. They've said that on their social media profile. They're very clear about that. We do need to confirm the facts. So I've seen a picture on social media, and the picture is of a blacked out notice board that has a very small hashtag at the bottom, and that hashtag is darkest day. Now, everybody on social media knows that relates to abortion. That hashtag came about around abortion.
Well, not according to the authors of not according to the authors of this letter, and indeed the headmaster of the school has told us this morning that they're now providing support for LGBT pupils within the school.
But Stephen, well, people can
as the headmaster of the school.
Yes, but you go online, look at where the hashtag started. The hashtag started with pro-life groups. And the reason they said that is that because of the 100,000 figures. The reason I know is because we're involved in these hashtags, Stephen. They came about around abortion. And the reason people say that that's the darkest day is because 100,000 lives have been saved over the past 50 years, we know, and therefore the decision on that day has the biggest impact on the number of lives. So you think about the hashtag for a minute. You know, there's been a conflating of two issues here. That hashtag is solely around pro-life and abortion. So that fact's very important because this letter then drags in a whole series of secondary issues All we've got is a
black pupils in the school have known that, Peter.
Hashtag Dark Side. Anybody on social media would know
that. Been caused by people like yourself. I have written extensively on this subject for years, and I was only aware of the Darkest Day link whenever I was contacted by the biggest show in the country this morning. Young people may not necessarily know that. Young LGBT people may not necessarily know that. And when you actually go onto social media and click on the Darkest Day, you're bombarded with a series of pretty graphic images. There is a responsibility.
What are those images about, Amanda?
Abortion.
It is about abortion, so we need to get the facts.
But again, it's graphic images that people aren't aware that they're about to see. It's the same thing that happened the other day whenever anti-abortion activists were standing in the streets of South Belfast outside SDLP offices with a series of graphic images relating to abortion right beside preschool and primary school children coming out of school, and mothers had to ask their children to divert their eyes away because they were being subjected to these graphic images.
We're not going to talk about the facts of this.
Yeah, but the facts are, Peter, there was a blacked out notice board with a hashtag Darkest Day. So for someone walking through that school who is a pupil, and maybe that school pupil, for example, would need to consider in their life an abortion. Maybe that pupil would feel like reaching out to a teacher to discuss the rights or wrongs of abortion. Will that pupil feel that they will be listened to within that school if there is an absolute definite message on a school notice board that's the Darkest Day? For a pupil from the LGBT community in Dalriada School who feels that maybe they're not seen as an equal in Northern Irish society, how do they view their school environment as safe if it's being described as a Darkest Day?
Because we've already established that this is a blacked out notice board and we have Darkest Day. Go onto social media and anybody who looks in that space knows that that is linked to the abortion issue. Even Amanda's conceded that point. So we need to get the facts right. Then the letter itself is inaccurate. It misrepresents the message and it's got a lot of legally sounding language, drops in references to the troubles to stir things up, and it patronisingly mentions lots of legislation about welfare and safeguarding. Absolutely agree that we should have that. But the letter then calls for those responsible to face disciplinary action, suspension, need apologies. It tells people to go to the Public Services Ombudsman, the Education Authority. No call for debate in this letter. No call for a better understanding. No mention of free speech. No mention of the European Convention on Human Rights, Article 9 about freedom of religion, Article 10 about freedom of expression, which includes public authorities and education sectors. David Icke, former chair of Stonewall, he's now the chair of the Equality and Human Rights Commission in England. He said, it's a quote from him, "I believe higher education institutions have a responsibility to be bastions of debate and defenders of free expression. I know this can be a minefield for educators," he said, "but we live in an age of hypersensitivity where it's increasingly easier for people to feel offended or for others to be worried about protecting minority groups. Social media makes things worse."
We can tell you this morning that the teacher who put this up thought it was the view of the Christian Union.
The teacher who did this should be ashamed of themselves because they're forcing their view on young minds. It is not appropriate for a teacher to black out a board and send a message to young women in the school, the LGBT community in the school. I don't care whether this is specifically around abortion. This is not appropriate. It is not the gift of teachers.
Not appropriate for school pupils.
It's not the right of a teacher to be able to force their opinion on young people. There are settings where children are allowed to debate views and have their views, and I am all on board for that, but this is not appropriate, particularly whenever Dalriada has a pastoral care policy that respects diversity. And what we're seeing now is a grown man or grown woman, whoever it is, whoever the teacher was, forcing their opinion on young people, and that's not appropriate.
There's no evidence.
Not appropriate, Peter.
That's just lie, but forcing their opinion on young people. So one, we've heard talk about a teacher.
It's not libelous.
You don't know who that teacher is.
You know the
forcing of opinion.
It shouldn't be.
Hold on now, one at a time. One at a time.
It's not the church, not the state. Women must decide their fate, and it is not up to a teacher at Dalriada School to force their opinion.
And Peter, we need to give you some room to respond to that. But before we do so, the headmaster of Dalriada School has described this, has told the Nolan Show, that this is, quote, a horrendous error of judgment The school is conducting an investigation. In retrospect, says the headmaster, a gentleman called Tom Skelton, he has told us that the teacher has now accepted that this was an error and that the school is offering pastoral support to pupils and it has an ethos of inclusivity. Peter.
So, a couple of things. One is we need to wait for more facts. Secondly, we no evidence that I'm aware of to date that a teacher has forced their opinions on anybody. The picture that I have seen is of the Scripture Union notice board itself. So if the pupils put that up, then that's a big question about freedom of speech and freedom of expression within the school. I am deeply concerned that the school overreacts at this moment. This letter is a massive overreaction.
The teacher put it up.
What space? We don't know if the teacher put this stuff on the notice board, Stephen.
We know that it was authorised and supported by the teacher.
You've told me this morning that the social media account was, but that they actually...
Correct, that's what I'm talking about.
Sorry, but the notice board itself, so the picture, that's a picture of a notice board. So is a pupil entitled to put something up on the Scripture Union notice board? Where is the freedom of expression for young people in a school? Abortion is debated in religious education classes in school, and rightly so. If somebody put up something saying equal marriage or celebrating that, we're encouraging students to get out for Extinction Rebellion, to take time off school, to go and be part of campaigns around creation care and around the environment. Where is the space for young people to air their views?
Well, we've had contact from a parent this morning, and I dare say we'll have contact from pupils within the school as well. But a parent has contacted the programme to say the following. The children in the school were horrified. They posted pro-choice and pro-LGBT messages on the black paper and it was torn down. Then it was the children in the school themselves who tore down the Darkest Day posters. And this parent saying they know this because their children are at the school.
What's to be done about that act of vandalism against that? So where's the free speech? So if that had gone the other way, let's say somebody put up the equal marriage slogan and then that was ripped down, I would be the first to say that's inappropriate and those children should be disciplined for doing that. So where is the equal free speech? Who's going to say... Amanda, are you going to say tearing that down on school property is inappropriate and the school should...
So this parent is telling us that some pro-LGBT and pro-choice slogans that were put on that notice board were torn down. So you talk about free speech, but there was only one view which was allowed to prevail on that notice board, it would seem. I'm not suggesting it was the teacher who tore it down, but they didn't stay up.
Are you condemning the tearing down of the entire notice board?
It's not for me to condemn anything.
Is Amanda prepared to condemn that?
So do you think, Peter, can I just establish, do you think that a teacher within a school should be describing a day in which abortion legislation changed and same-sex marriage was legalised in Northern Ireland as the darkest day?
Stephen, you're conflating the two issues on purpose because it suits your narrative.
Do you think a teacher should be describing either of those messages within a school setting where there will be a range of opinions? Should a teacher be describing, if you want to stick with abortion, let's do it. Should a teacher within a school setting where there will be a range of views and also possibly some pupils contemplating abortion, should a teacher be supporting an attribution to abortion as being the darkest day?
What's the teacher doing in that moment? Is the teacher representing the views of the pupils in the Scripture Union? And so they have control of the account, and that's the Scripture Union's views. My question back is, do the pupils have the freedom to express that view within a school context? And that's the view of the
Peter, you only seem to want pupils who hold the view that you hold to be able to express their opinion. Of course it's important for young people to be able to freely express their opinion, but the freedom of expression comes with a responsibility. It doesn't give you carte blanche to just do what
you said,
want and try and
tear those messages down. That's inappropriate, but I've asked you likewise to say those who tore down the Darkest Day. I've said that tearing down the other messages would be inappropriate.
Peter, you weren't listening.
You won't condemn this.
Peter, you weren't listening to what Stephen said. You weren't listening to what Stephen said.
You won't answer the simple question.
Hold on, let's give Amanda some space. Hold on.
I've asked her some questions a number of times.
Hold on. Let's give Amanda some space this morning.
Stephen, as far as I understand, the black notice board went up, young people put pro-choice images on, and then it was ripped down. Is that right?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Right, okay, so Peter's not obviously listening to you. Peter thinks that it's pro-choice activists who have ripped down the banner.
They've ripped down the black. Stephen said that.
What this is showing to you is that the action that was taken within a school environment was inflammatory, and it's caused division between the young people, which signals automatically that what has been done was totally inappropriate. It's not the setting
for that type of discussion.
Well, the headmaster of the school has described this as a horrendous error of judgment. Jenny in Belfast. Morning, Jenny. Morning, Jenny.
Stephen?
Yes, Jenny.
Obviously, she's not the science teacher. It's a fact of life. Some of us are born gay. Some people are gay, and they should not be bullied. They should not be discriminated against. And if they're at school, they need support. And the same if some wee girl gets into trouble. She needs someone to talk to. She needs access to a choice to make herself, not be bullied and feel shamed. It's ridiculous. And my view is that teacher should be suspended immediately. And I think it's very worrying that, you know, the Christian people think they can tell everybody what to do. I don't think a good Christian judges and discriminates against people. We were born with a brain.
Well,
and everybody in life
well,
has
there
a
is
choice.
There is no suggestion that this teacher is discriminating against anybody. And human beings make mistakes, Jenny. And the headmaster of Dalriada has told this programme that the teacher accepts it was an error. So what about forgiveness? What about understanding that people make mistakes, rather than calling for her to be suspended?
She needs to be suspended and, you know, review what she's done, because she could do it again. And it's quite worrying that somebody is teaching young children and we don't know what kind of views she's enforcing on them.
Wow, there we get to the nub of the issue. So now we're looking to police the views of anybody who teaches. So this isn't a drive to exclude anybody with strong faith views, anybody with a variety of views from the public square. And that's
absolutely
what this comes down to, the
that
freedom
lady's
of
entitled
gibbles.
To her views, but she's not entitled to put them on the notice board in school and influence young children, where it could encourage bullying, it could encourage discrimination. Luckily, the children at that school seem to be sensible. And, you know, they're not living in the notice board. We have moved on, you know.
Are pupils entitled to share their views?
Why like the rest of the world?
Most countries in the world do not allow abortion up to 24 weeks. 160 countries in the world recognize traditional marriage.
Okay, Jen, let's not shout over each other this morning. Go on, Jenny.
These Christian views are very radical. You can look at any religion. And, you know, these radical views cause a problem in society.
I guess the question here is, look, do you want teachers to be taking opinions, to be taking their opinions into a school setting and then prompting other pupils to be able to challenge that? Is that okay? Or should a teacher maintain neutrality and facilitate debate on both sides? And I guess that's one of the questions.
The latter.
Well, I don't think Alistair will agree with you. Alistair's a lorry driver. Morning to you, Alistair.
Hello. I totally agree with that. The teacher, it's nothing to do with being gay. It's about abortion, which it's allowing the kids are 26 weeks still in the womb. If the kid was born 26 weeks and somebody sliced his throat, that's murder. But they do it inside the womb. It's normal. It's okay. It's fine. I don't understand why that people are saying that this is murder.
We start out life as a cell. A couple of cells. That's what we start out
at. But at 26,
if you're not a cell. If you're putting, say, a young girl in a situation where you're denying her the morning after pill, when we are a couple of cells, then you are enforcing trauma on that child for the rest of her life, and also, you know, making her feel shamed, maybe giving her a mental health issue. And also, if you're allowing a baby to grow and then she's in a situation she has to have an abortion or has an abortion later, then you're causing a trauma to the baby. It's all wrong. You know, people need to be able to make it.
Okay, Peter Linus. Let's let Peter Linus reply now.
The debate this morning isn't actually about innovation, about abortion. The debate is about the freedom of expression of school pupils in particular who put up the original notice board, as best I understand it. The teacher then put up the image. And the question at the core of this is do school pupils who are pro-life feel safe and welcome in that environment to put this up? And I am saying I support both sides, if you like, in this debate, being allowed to put up their messages, or none at all, but that means complete neutrality in a school space, and that means no messages supporting either side. And this school, as far as I understand, has allowed messages supporting LGBT rights and other things, and I am okay with that as long as it allows all sides to put their views out there. This is about school children being allowed to put their views out, and we can disagree about abortion.
You're a gay school child. Do you think you want people putting notices like that up?
So
and making you feel bad? When it's just your hormones, it's your genes.
That's your interpretation, Peter Linus, but we clearly have a letter here. We clearly have a letter here from many past pupils who interpreted it in a different way, and it didn't define what darkest day meant. It referred to the day on which abortion law and same-sex marriage legislation was changed. Mark's in Belfast. He's a taxi driver. Morning, Mark.
That's a misrepresentation of the facts.
Why, Peter?
Because Darkest Day started as a hashtag to do with pro-life. Even Amanda's conceded. When you look at the mentions online...
Yeah, but some pupils might not know that.
I didn't know that. It's irresponsible.
Okay, Mark. Irresponsible. Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
I didn't say that. First of all, my oldest daughter's gay. 100% proud of her and her partner. Love them the best. And I'm 100% behind abortion reform in this country. But people need to realize that someone who has a different opinion than me, if I silence them, then my opinion is not worth anything. If someone had to put a piece of paper up on that board promoting these issues, they would have been seen as decent people. Yet with all, if someone puts a board up, something up on the board with a different point of view, they're seen as monsters. You have to give everyone the same space. That's just the way it is. Otherwise, your own point of view is worthless.
Well, now, that's a very interesting point, Amanda Ferguson. The what Mark is saying here is that if there had have been, I don't know, on Gay Pride Day, possibly, some type of rainbow flag that was put up within a school or anything like that, that would have been seen as progressive.
LGBT pride is a legitimate position to take and is the law.
Not according to some, it's not.
Let me finish.
It should have been law a long time ago. The difficulty we have here is that religion is a choice. It's not fact. It's a choice. It's a belief. It's not something...
I'm not religious. I'm anti-religious. But you still have to give people the voice, but it has to be appropriate with the
freedom of expression comes a responsibility, and there's an appropriate way to do these. And what has happened to Dalry Adams?
Is that not responsibility at two ways?
An appropriate platform for young people to be responsible and talk about different views. And I just find it remarkable that we're allowed women and the LGBT community. We can say whatever we want about them in ways that you wouldn't be allowed to share or express your views whenever it came around to other matters such as race. It's not appropriate.
You can't silence our point of view.
Hold on. We're talking over each other again. Hold on. Mark, you finish your point, then Amanda.
Well, you know, our point of view is allowed to speak freely, yet with all, some people that have the same point of view as me are trying to silence the other point of view. I don't think that's
fair. Do you think it's appropriate for anti-abortionists to stand outside preschools and primary schools and have four-year-olds see graphic images of abortions? Do you think that's appropriate?
I don't think that's appropriate, but I do think it's appropriate for them to disagree with our point of view. But I don't think that is appropriate.
You're getting me wrong here, Mark. You're allowed to have a different opinion. Of course you are. I support people.
And you should be allowed to voice it on a public platform in the same school where people are allowed to promote these subjects.
What has been done, Dalry Ada, isn't appropriate. It's not mindful of the pastoral duties
One at a time, please. I think there's a valid question around. Look, that if a school can promote something, this is the point that Mark is making.
Then surely they've got to allow some dissenting voices on that same subject.
It's an interesting conversation, Peter Linus, Amanda Ferguson. Thank you. 0330 80 55 55. And look, this is the benefit of the Nolan Show being a 24-hour day operation now on our Twitter account, our Facebook account, our email, our Snapchat. If you are a pupil at the school and you want to send us your thoughts on this, our text is 81771. Our email is nolan@bbc.co.uk. If you're a former pupil, 03030805555. Peter's from West Belfast. Morning, Peter.
I'm just thinking about a Christian school put them a message that is pro-life, and it's on the news. And I just wonder if your show would have had a conversation if it had been a rainbow flag in the foyer. I don't think it would have been news. I think liberalism is becoming fascism because there's people calling for a teacher to be suspended for having a different opinion than them.
Should teachers, and look, this is an open question, Peter. Should teachers have any opinion in a school on a controversial issue, or are they just like a BBC presenter, for example? Should they just be there to facilitate debate, or do you want a teacher that's in there with strong opinions, and you know, encouraging pupils to take them on? Because both could work, but which should
exactly.
it be?
Well, I'm always frightened by the fact that the universities in America are protested by people that don't want to hear a different opinion from theirs. There's people invited to speak, and when they go to speak, they protest it and stop the conversation happening. People need to remember, see, during the Second World War and Hitler, there was a brown church and a black church that were set up to go and stifle argument and debate anything other than the public thinking. And that is a scary place that we're going to. Liberalism is becoming fascism because you're not allowed to speak against liberalism. There's no free speech, only if you're saying what they want to hear. It's a scary place we're going to. You wouldn't have had this conversation if it had been a rainbow flag in that foyer.
So you think the teacher was completely within their rights to do what they did?
I think a school, an educational facility, should facilitate debate on all subject matters and should bring controversial people in and have people challenge those debates rather than shut down the debate. Do you remember your man, the head of the British National Party, went on Newsnight? Nick somebody?
Yeah.
And he spoke and it buried the party because people made rational debate against him and he was shown up for the fool that he was and the party nearly collapsed as a result of it. So if people are saying things that are so outrageous, it should be very, very easy for an educational facility to be able to put people forward to argue against it. It should be easy to do if it's a foolish, stupid position that they're making. If it's an intelligent position, it's going to be harder to do.
It should facilitate the debate. Yeah, I guess, though, Peter, one of the issues here is that if you have an official school social media account, okay, then that's coming with the endorsement of, or the perception would be, it's coming with the endorsement of the school.
So what you're saying is a Christian school has a teacher that has a pro-life opinion. Shock, shock, horror, horror.
What about other teachers within that school who would differ?
Have the debate.
But
that's what it's an educational facility.
But who has the control of the school's notice boards? Who has control of the school's social media accounts? That's what that gets into. What message are the children getting as to what the view is of the school, if it's coming from official accounts, that it's the darkest day?
I think it's a sad place if people send their kids to this Christian school and they don't believe that the school takes a position that's pro-life. I would be shocked if there's one parent sent a child to that school and was shocked that the school was a pro-life as a Christian school.
So you support the teacher, as many people do who are calling the programme this morning.
I would support another teacher having the opposite view, because you're allowed to have the view. We're moving into society where liberalism is only liberal as long as you're saying liberal things. It's disgraceful. It's snowflakes too. People needing counselling all too. Somebody had a different... Why don't they bring the kids up and learn them that it's a hard world out there and not everybody's going to agree with you? And learn them how to debate and argue in an articulate way, perhaps to change the other person's point of view. Wouldn't it be better to give them like that?
Yeah, there was no one putting anything up, you know, there was no school notice board up with the brightest day as an alternative message.
Would you not be shocked if a Christian school referred to the day that abortion was legalised in this country as a bright day? Would you not be shocked at that?
Well, the point, Peter, is that the headmaster of the school, who presumably has the overall say as to the view of the school, he has said that this was, quote, an horrendous error of judgment by the teacher.
I disagree with him, but I'm probably not allowed to disagree with him today, society.